was the driver who was driving the car, sir, when it was totaled?
I was.
Her brother says, not my problem.
She's out $1,000.
Who's supposed to absorb that loss?
The owner of the vehicle.
But she begs to differ.
I do have a paper showing that Sean was the driver on it. This is a proof of the purchase of the vehicle.
Well, it wasn't my vehicle, Your Honor.
Don't you see how stupid you sound?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Tracy Morgan is suing her brother, 21-year-old Sean Combs, for the cost to repair a car she helped him buy.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 76 on the calendar in the matter of Morgan versus Combs.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Combs, how are you related to Miss Morgan?
She's my sister.
You had a nice relationship with her?
Yes.
Tell me what happened with your car.
With my vehicle or Tracy's vehicle?
With your... How old are you?
I'm 21.
Where do you live?
Leonardtown in Maryland.
Is that in the middle of a big city?
No, it's actually a country.
So you need a vehicle?
Yes.
To get from one place to another?
Yes, Your Honor.
Now, prior to you being involved with your sister and this car that's in question, what kind of a car did you have?
Chevy S10.
And what happened to that car?
The transmission was going in it. I was losing gears one by one.
And what did you do with it?
I had given it to Tracy as a trade-in, because I had no use for it.
Just a second. You gave it to Tracy, to your sister, for a trade-in?
Yes.
When did you do that?
I want to say September, around in September in 2010.
And what did she trade it in for?
Up to my understanding, was a Ford Taurus for her fiancé.
Okay. So after the Chevy S10, what did you use to get around?
I'd use Tracy's car from here and there. I'd use my aunt's vehicle, and then I used my dad's vehicle from here and there as well.
Your Honor, he used the vehicle the whole time and never driven it.
That's a lie. It's Tracy's vehicle.
Why don't you tell me, Miss Morgan, because this story that I'm getting from him is not satisfactory to me. I'm not hearing it right. You gave your sister a car that was worthless so that she could use it as a trade-in for something else. And at about the same time, you started using her car. What kind of car was her car?
It was a Ford Taurus.
When was it purchased?
I'm believing around in September, when I'd given
about her... About the same time that you gave her the non-functioning truck.
Yes, because I was just gonna trash it.
Now you had no car, because you gave this car that was trash. And about that same time, your sister got a car, a Ford Taurus.
Yes, her fiancé got that car.
Your Honor.
Just a second. In the month of September, very easy to find out, who drove the car? No, look here, not there.
Look.
In the month of September, right after it was purchased, who drove the car?
Well, right after it was purchased, I drove it to
That's
the mall.
That's right. Right after it was purchased, you drove it.
Well, because Tracy was up there in her vehicle, and I rode up there with her in her vehicle, so there was no way she could drive two vehicles down the road.
Now, you drove it, and where did you drive it to?
The mall to meet Tracy for dinner at the time.
And how did you get home?
I drove Tracy's vehicle to my house, because I did not have a vehicle.
The Taurus.
Yes, I drove
it. You drove the Taurus.
Yes.
Okay, Miss Morgan. Here we go. Ford Taurus. When was it purchased?
The Ford Taurus was purchased in September.
Tell me about it.
My brother called me and said he was unable to get a car in his name and asked for my assistance because no one else was willing to help him, which I did. I have proof of everything I'm telling you.
I would like to see the start of it.
Okay. This is a proof of the purchase of the vehicle, the trade-in, and it's also showing the insurance with Progressive, which I've never had insurance with them. So that was Sean's.
For the S10, Your Honor. I had insurance through Progressive with them. I'd canceled it when I gave Tracy the trash vehicle.
Who insured the Ford Taurus?
The insurance was underneath my name with MAFE, and I do have a paper showing that Sean was the driver on it.
I'd like to see it.
I also have a paper.
Shh. Okay. Your name is clearly listed in this as a driver of the car.
As a driver.
I said as a driver.
Yes, Your Honor.
Who was the driver who was driving the car, sir, when it was totaled?
I was heading
to the court. Perfect. So you were the driver driving the car when it was destroyed.
Yes, Your Honor.
And the problem is that the insurance company, because there was insurance on the vehicle, who paid for the insurance?
Sean.
No, I didn't, Your Honor. I was listed as a driver. It was not my policy.
I didn't ask you it was your policy or her policy. I said who paid for the insurance on the Taurus.
Sean paid for the insurance on the Taurus.
How?
With his own money. I had no means of doing it because I was not driving
it. Asking you, did he send money directly to the insurance company?
He went to the insurance company himself and made the payments.
Is there any proof?
Just a second. I can easily find that out. Is what you're saying to me, sir? I mean, you're a man who has a job.
Yes.
You're a man who has an employer.
Yes.
And you don't want the employer, if I go back and call the insurance company and go through the payment history as to how the payments were made, because they will do that because she will give permission to
for
do
her
that.
Policy.
For whatever policy this was, as to who made the payments to the insurance company. Very easy. They'll give me the information. I don't like to waste my time. And I don't necessarily have to embarrass people. My question to you is, who paid the insurance on the Taurus?
I'm not sure. I did not pay it.
Just a second. So what you're telling me is you never paid for the insurance on the Taurus at any time that you drove the car?
No, I have no documents.
I didn't ask you about documents.
Your Honor, can we swear?
I wouldn't listen to me. You have a job, you have an employer. I'm going to tell you, employers don't like to see their employees, no matter what they do, getting caught in a lie that's easily discoverable, because then they think their employees are stupid. I didn't ask you whether there's proof. I asked you whether you ever paid for the insurance on the Taurus.
No, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I do have bank statements showing that nothing was taken out of my account during these times.
I'm not finished with him.
I never made any payments, Your Honor.
I don't believe you.
Okay, I didn't make any payments.
I don't believe you. In any event, you had an accident with the car?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the car was destroyed?
Yes.
And there was $1,000 that wasn't covered under the loan?
I believe so, yes.
Well, who's supposed to absorb that loss?
The owner of the vehicle.
No! The person that totaled it!
Well, to my
understanding... The person that totaled it! Not the person who has to bear the responsibility of it, the person who caused the accident and totaled it.
But not for borrowing a car, Your Honor.
Oh, why not?
Well, if I borrowed your car and I totaled it, would it be my responsibility to
pay for yours? Absolutely right. No, who is it going to be? His responsibility?
I believe it would be yours because you're the owner of the vehicle.
No, my dear. That's why you have a court. Because in a court, what we try to do is, even if I believe you, which I don't, that... I know your sister's story. Your sister's story is you needed a car. You couldn't get credit on your own, so she agreed to sign for the car for you. You were going to make the payments on the car. It was
your car. Is
there
a written agreement of that?
Hey, I'm speaking. You already, as far as if I were your sister, you would be off my radar, off my family radar. Now, all you're doing is demonstrating to 10 million people that you're not only not bright, which is what you're telling me, because all you're saying to me is you have no proof. There is proof, sir. You were driving the car, caused an accident, and totaled it. The person who has to bear the financial loss of that is the person whose responsibility is. That's what life is about, accepting responsibility. Whether you borrowed it or whether it was really your car really is irrelevant. She's out $1,000 because of your actions. It's as simple as that.
Well, it wasn't my vehicle, Your Honor.
Don't you see how stupid you sound?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What are you, a fool? You broke the bridge. You have to fix the bridge. Why? It's not my bridge. I was just riding over it. Do you understand how ridiculous that sounds, sir?
And later today...
I started yelling for Dominic to come out and asking him, is this what I deserve after 12 years of being with you? The man that supposedly loved me is throwing me out of the house this way?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tracy Morgan says her brother Sean Combs wrecked a car she helped him buy, and he refuses to have it repaired. Sean says Tracy owns the car, so she should fix it.
Okay, let's say this, sir. Let's say you're driving your car across a bridge, and you swerve, and you hit the bridge, and you cause the bridge to buckle. and the bridge requires $10,000 to fix it. And you're hauled before a judge and you say, I don't have to fix it. It's not my bridge.
It should be covered through your insurance.
It belongs to the state. It's the state's bridge. Let the state fix the bridge. And the judge would say to you, what are you, a fool? You broke the bridge. You have to fix the bridge. Why? It's not my bridge. I was just riding over it. Do you understand how ridiculous that sounds, sir? It's not my car. I was just borrowing it. You borrowed it. You destroyed it. Somebody has to bear the fiscal responsibility of any loss. Why should it be the person who wasn't even there?
Because it's her vehicle.
Do you have children?
If someone
do you have children?
Yes, Your Honor.
How many?
One.
You have enough.
I believe so, too.
You have enough. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000. That's all.
It wasn't my vehicle, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I think Judge Judy did a great job, and like the people in the audience says, he is bagged.
I don't think it was right. You know, it wasn't my vehicle.
That's just ridiculous. Regardless if it's his car or not, he totaled it. He needs to pay for it.
It's probably going to be rocky, you know, at the dinner table, you know, next Christmas, something like that, but... yeah, life goes on.
I put a little bit of strain on us, but I have other siblings.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bohannon versus Amstutz. Step forward.
Linda Bohannon is suing her former live-in boyfriend, Dominic Amstutz, for leaving her belongings out in the rain when he kicked her out.
Miss Bohannon, you and Mr. Amstutz were a couple for how long?
13 years on and off.
According to what I read, you and Mr. Amstutz were renting sort of a guest cottage in a main house.
Correct.
And that main house was either rented or owned by a man whose name is Michael. Is that right?
Yes.
At some point, Michael advised the two of you that you couldn't stay there anymore for whatever reason. But he allowed you to come and move into the main house.
Correct.
So far, correct?
Yes.
When did he allow you to move into the main house? What month and year?
That was February 1st of 2012.
And after you moved into the main house, at some point, you and the defendant had a falling out.
Correct.
And the defendant, according to his answer, said, I need some time. I'm going to go stay with my father.
Correct.
On what date did that happen?
On the 21st of March.
So on March 21st, Mr. Amstutz went to stay with his father.
Correct.
Now you can start with that date. Now you're staying in Michael's house. Do we have a Michael over here?
No.
No. So Michael is not here. So now you are staying in the house with Michael.
Correct.
Yes.
And I got a call from Dominic asking me what I wanted to do as far as our relationship. I told him I wanted to end it. I was tired of fighting and I couldn't do it anymore. So he said, okay, he told me he was going to move on the 23rd while I was at work.
Okay, but right now he's not at the house. He's staying with his father.
Right, but he still had belongings at the house.
He had stuff there, but he wasn't there physically.
Correct.
He was at his father's, and he said, okay, I'll move out.
Yes, on the 23rd.
Okay, go ahead.
I came home from work at about 5 o'clock, and all of my things were put outside. Everything that I owned was just put in a pile out in front of the house. And I was shocked. I walked up, tried to open the door, and two of the other roommates told me that I couldn't come in, and they sent me a text message saying I couldn't come in and calling me names and telling me to get off the property.
Two other roommates?
Correct.
Not the defendant?
No, not the defendant.
Okay.
So I was crying, I was begging him, why are you doing this? Where's Dominic? He has something to do with this, I assumed, but I wasn't quite sure. So I ended up leaving the property.
So you left and left your property outside?
Right. I couldn't. There was no way I could have fit all that in my car.
Okay.
I came back a few hours later to get some clothes, blow dryer and stuff, so I could go stay in a hotel. And I ran into one of Dominic's friends, Brent, and we both pulled over. I said, what are you doing here? He said, we have band practice tonight. I said, Dominic moved out. He said, no, he didn't. He said, we have band practice tonight. I was shocked. I was mad. I thought, oh, great. So he didn't move out. This was their way of getting me out. So I drove up to the property and I started yelling for Dominic to come out and asking him, is this what I deserve after 12 years of being with you? The man that supposedly loved me is throwing me out of the house this way?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It's not even what you say here. What you say here was your stuff was left out in the rain and it was destroyed. You didn't mention a thing about a drop of water in your whole story.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Linda Bohannon says former live-in boyfriend Dominic Amstutz kept some of her belongings and destroyed the rest when he kicked her out of their home.
Now, so far you don't have any proof that he threw you out of the house.
No.
Go ahead.
So I left, and the next day I went back up to the property with my sister and my mom, and we met the sheriffs at the property. Before the sheriffs got there, though, my sister and I drove up the hill, and we saw Dominic carrying some of my property, moving it around, and then he ran into the house. We drove back down the hill, and we waited for the sheriffs to come. They came up, and Dominic was hiding somewhere within the house, and we got as much as we could into her car, and then we left the property again. I went back for 3 days each time with the sheriffs to get all my property. I asked for things that weren't out there, and Michael got on the phone with, I guess it was Dominic's dad, and said that the property wasn't mine.
What do you want from me?
I can't get my property back now because they've since moved out. They abandoned the property.
Miss Bohannon, you went back to the property 3, 4, 5 days with a sheriff. Get a U-Haul. Go back, pick up all your property, and finish. What did you go back 3, 4 days in a row for?
Well, because I couldn't fit all of it in the car that I had.
No, you go get a U-Haul. For $19.95, you can go get a U-Haul and attach it to your car.
I don't know what you want here. Well, the thing is that there was property, my refrigerator, my bed, property inside the house that they would not give me. They said, no, it didn't belong to me, and it did belong to me. After they moved out, I went back up there. He said, oh, I can go pick up my things that I left, which I didn't leave. He kept them from me. And when I went back up there, the property owner told me that it was her property now and that she could sell it.
Oh,
she had to hold it in storage.
What's a Motorola tablet? Is that a computer?
It's a computer, a handheld computer that I had bought for Dominic for his birthday.
Well, that's his.
Well, but when I gave it to him, I told him, we have to get a 2-year contract.
No, that's his.
Okay.
Your clothing, shoes, and jewelry.
And my dog.
So why didn't you take it? You went there. You had a sheriff's escort.
The sheriffs asked him for my stuff, and they said it wasn't mine. I asked the sheriff, my refrigerator's in there. Can I take my refrigerator? And these said it belonged to them, and it didn't.
I don't know if it belongs to them or if it didn't. What else? We're talking about a refrigerator, clothing, shoes, and jewelry that you had ample opportunity to take. It was outside. You made 4 trips to the house. What furniture do you think belongs to you?
That I didn't get?
That you didn't
get? That I did not get.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, what furniture do you think belongs to you?
The chair, a recliner.
A recliner. Show me the receipt where you purchased it.
I don't have the receipt of where I purchased it.
No recliner. What's next?
My twin bed. I don't have receipts for these things. I bought them, and I didn't
You lived with him for 12 years. How do
right,
I know?
So
what else?
I have pictures of them inside my house. No. And then pictures afterwards.
Pictures of it not inside your house. There were pictures of it in the house you lived together with him.
Okay.
What else? You said
a
refrigerator.
I have pictures of everything else.
Listen to me.
Okay.
You had an opportunity to get all your stuff. It's not even what you say here. What you say here was your stuff was left out in the rain and it was destroyed. And it was destroyed. You didn't mention a thing about a drop of water in your whole story.
I have proof. Everything's wet. It was soaking wet. It was left out there in the rain. It was
when
for
was
three
it left
days.
Out there in the rain?
When they put it outside.
No. First of all, there's no proof that he put out anything. And you said you came back there from work on the 23rd. I didn't hear anything about rain.
It rained over the weekend that I was getting my
I can't
stuff.
Help you, Ms. Bohannon. It's okay. Over. Your relationship with him is over. Goodbye.
Ladies, I excuse you. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He did things out of anger just days after we got married. He became just more jealous.
I was arrested for domestic violence.
He accused me of a man being there, and he actually chased me back inside the house.
Judge Judy.
I think it was fair.
It was fair.
I didn't really have any proof against that Dominic did it. It's more against Michael.
Whatever transpired was between her and the other people that were there.
My things were broken.
I didn't destroy your things.
We stuffed as much stuff as we could into my car and my sister's car, and it rained.
Everything she said was false.
Our relationship went through its course, and we were just done.
I phoned her, told her it was over.
I learned not to ever be put in the position where I'm going to be thrown out of a house again.
I think that she's got some animosity.
Probably won't be dating for a while.